Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being with us this morning. I have some random questions for Alyssa.
Ooh, okay. What do you got?
So on your way into work this morning, when you get off at 9th Street, right?
Yes.
Was there a car stuck in the road when you were there? When you got off at 9th Street right there by the gas station?
No. I mean, there was a truck pulled over that was like offloading stuff, but not a car.
Yeah, when I got off this morning, there was just a car in the middle of the intersection with its hazards on.
Oh, no.
And I didn't understand what was happening. It looked like a nicer car. Sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover. I'll look at the car and be like, that car's too nice to be.
Yeah, did it look like somebody was in there? Like, or was it just a car?
The windows were kind of tinted. I couldn't see if anybody was sitting in there. So we were just driving around the stalled car and going on our merry way.
Going about your business.
All right. So that person's okay. The other question that I had, when you lived downtown, because when Alyssa first moved back to Cleveland, and that was...
last spring.
Yeah, spring of last year. The first thing she did was get an apartment downtown. So she lived like right next door to the radio station.
Yeah, seriously, next door.
And we work at the Halley Building downtown, the historic Halley Building. When you were a resident of downtown, and you lived downtown for like 4, 5, 6 months, something like that.
6 months.
Did you ever rent one of those, what do they call them, scooters, the birds?
Oh, yeah, the bird scooters.
Yeah.
I never did it when I lived here. But when I was in San Diego, I don't know, like 2018, I would use them all the time.
Okay. What would you do? You would just get on and do what? Go where?
Usually a bar. That was usually the place that I was going because you can, you know, ride on one of those and it feels safer than the alternative of a car.
And then after you had fun at the bar, would you jump on one and then go back to your apartment?
Sometimes if I wanted to, but usually it would just get me there. I feel like I would ride those scooters to brunch all the time, but I wouldn't ride them back. I would, because by the time I was done with brunch, I'm talking, I'm chatting, I'm a little buzzed.
Yeah.
So I would just like walk back with my friends. But to get there, I'm in a bit of a rush. I want to get my mimosas. So I hop on a scooter and get down there.
Is it illegal to jump on a scooter on a bird if you have had a couple of drinks?
You know, I'm sure that it is not the most legal thing to do, but I've never looked into it. So
I just saw a couple of those downtown because we have them downtown.
Yeah, we have them like scattered throughout.
I saw two people on them yesterday. It just looked fun.
Like, did they look like they were going somewhere, or what? Were they just going on a joyride? Because those are two very different things.
I don't know.
There is something very upsetting about being on one of those scooters and having somewhere that you need to be.
Why? Because why is that?
Because there's no other, like, time that you feel, like, more dumb than being on one of those scooters, especially if you get one that, like, the charge is kind of starting to go, so it won't go that fast, and you're just like, oh my god, like, meanwhile, all the cars are passing you on the road. So, yeah, it can be a little uncomfortable.
I feel like after work someday, if I have some time, I want to go down on Euclid and go find one and just ride around the city a little bit.
I'm down. Let's go.
I just think it would be fun to do.
We got to do it before the weather gets bad.
But it also kind of scares me because they do. It looks like they go pretty fast.
Yeah, they can. I mean, they can go up to maybe like 15 miles an hour.
And I would be scared on the sidewalks if there's other pedestrians, and I'd be like, oh, you know.
I don't think you're supposed to ride them on the sidewalk.
Oh, really? Is that right? Because these two people yesterday were right on the sidewalk.
People do ride them on the sidewalk, but from what I remember when these things were really big, you are supposed to ride them in the road.
Okay, well, I don't know. Let me rethink that. I don't know if I want to be in the road on one of those things. You've got Q104 this morning. It's Q104. Good morning. A texter texts in, I have never heard anyone refer to East 9th as 9th Street. Is Bill an alien? That's fair. That's a fair criticism.
He's new here. Yep, he's new to these parts of town.
You know what I think it is? I was here for so long, and I move away, and I'm away for 20 years. And so I've dealt with, in four or five different cities, I've dealt with other 9th Streets. So now I move back, and I forget how to refer, how the unique way the city refers to things.
Yeah.
So I think I just forget that it's not 9th Street, it's East 9th.
I know.
Things like that.
You're sounding like an out-of-towner.
When I first, I think one of the first few months that I was back, I had to read a commercial. I think it was for the Browns Radio Network. And I read the commercial and I had to say an address. And I think I said Carnegie for the street.
Is that not how you say it?
No, it's Carnegie.
Oh.
And so the production guy walks in. He's like, aren't you from here?
Shouldn't you know this? Don't you know how to say this?
No, you're absolutely right. It just completely slipped my mind after so many years.
It does crack me up, though, when people aren't from here and they try to say certain words. Like, my favorite that out-of-towners try to give a go, Cuyahoga. Huh. Every time they butcher it.
Yeah, like if you're...
Cuyahoga.
Like, if you work for, like, TV news or something. You were working in, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina, and then you move up here, and, yeah, you got to learn all those words.
Yeah, Cuyahoga gets people every time.
You know what else got me when I moved back? Menor.
What about it?
Because when I came back, I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, mentor.
See, I used to say mentor growing up, and then somewhere along the lines, the hard T fell off for me because nobody else says it.
Yeah.
Menor.
It's supposed to be off. And so when I came back, I was like, it's Rachel calling from mentor.
And people just like,
they were calling me
flamed
out.
You.
They're like, hey,
what is that all about?
And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. It's Menor.
Menor. Sorry. Our bad.
My bad.
We promise we're Clevelanders.
Okay. Speaking of Clevelanders, Alyssa found something that has to do specifically with Clevelanders, with Browns fans, even more specific.
Yeah, it's not often that I find stuff about the Browns to talk about, but this has to do with the Browns and drinking. So I can get down with that.
All right. We'll get to that after 7 this morning. Also, your good vibe, if you want to share that with us, 216-474-0104. Good vibes on the way at 6:55. The Q Morning Show.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
All right, let's go to Trish in Painesville. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
So Trish has already warned us that this is a bittersweet good vibe. And so, Trish, we are ready.
I have my box of Kleenex. I'm prepared.
Please share with us.
Okay, so just the other day was the birthday of a friend that had passed in the past year. And my neighbors actually knew about it. They were there when I found out that that he had passed and stuff. So, you know, a couple days ago when it was his birthday, the girl of the group signed me up for her super intense Pilates, like a high intensity class. She was like, I promise you won't be able to think of anything.
Yeah, that's one way to get your mind off of it.
Exactly. And she was right. I had absolutely nothing in my mind other than just not falling out. And then she and her boyfriend, they're both my neighbors, they ended up taking me out to my favorite spot for fish tacos and margaritas, and we did a toast to my friend for his birthday, and they picked up the tab, and it was just such a sweet gesture. So I just felt like, wow, like neighborly love, you know?
Trish, I'm so sorry about your friend.
Thank you.
But how about your neighbors?
10 out of 10.
Are they amazing?
Seriously, yeah. What a community you've built around you.
Mm-hmm. I feel very fortunate. So that's my good vibe of the day. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing it with us. And it's a perfect example of why I still believe in people. Because your neighbors are amazing.
Me too. Yeah.
We need more people like them in this world.
Truly.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Nice to have you with us. All right. Alyssa Rose, what have you found? Cleveland has made a list.
Well, we have specifically a list about NFL fan bases and who drinks the most. And I think that I have figured out what Cleveland's problem with football is. You know, every Monday after Browns games, everybody comes in here upset. And I think that the problem is nobody's drinking enough. According to this... Nobody's drinking enough, according to this survey.
So okay? What you're saying... What you're alluding to is Cleveland did not score high on the list of NFL fan bases that drink during a game. Is it pregame? Is it during the game?
It's the whole thing. It's the whole day. But on the list of 32 NFL teams, Cleveland, we ranked at number 20. Only 9% of Cleveland Browns fans say that they have more than 5 drinks on a game day.
I really have a hard time believing this.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe honesty was not at the top of everybody's mind when they were answering for this survey.
Yeah.
But I mean, if...
What are you, an undercover cop? Who are you asking me these questions?
Like, seriously, I mean, out of 32 teams, we ranked number 20. I thought for sure that we would be in, like, the top 5. No!
I would imagine that... I would think that the propensity for drinking would be higher. I think that would spike after the game is over. I think there's probably more drinking that happens.
You think maybe that drinking is not included in this survey? Maybe if they asked fans post-game,
right,
like, how much are you drinking? Maybe then Cleveland Browns fans, we would be at the top.
Also, before a Browns game, before a Browns home game, I mean, you're not allowed to drink in the Muni lot. So
I've heard that. I've never been to the Muni lot. What else do you do there? If you're not drinking in the Muni lot, like, what do you do? Are you all just hanging out in a parking lot together?
Oh, no. The Muni lot is dry, completely dry. And I would imagine whoever did this survey, if they were asking fans in the Muni lot, hey, what are you drinking right now? Oh, what's in that red Solo cup?
Oh, yeah. Nope.
It's lemonade.
Or he's like, yeah, no, it's Sprite. It's just Sprite.
It's an iced tea. It's an
apple juice.
It's an Arnold Palmer, actually.
Yeah, nothing suspicious here. Move along.
Well, maybe that's why we didn't score very well.
And if that's the case, that's fine. But if this is an honest projection, Cleveland, we've got some work to do.
Who did score well? Is that Buffalo? I would imagine Buffalo. Like Buffalo, I've seen videos of Buffalo, like fans like jumping off of their vehicles onto tables.
Oh, I thought that was more of a Philadelphia thing. But Buffalo did rank at number 2 for heaviest drinkers. And the number 1 NFL fan base with the heaviest drinkers is your old stomping grounds, Arizona Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that the Cardinals were a baseball team, if I'm being completely transparent.
They used to be back in the day. I've only attended one Arizona Cardinals game. I didn't have a good time. I took Will with me when he was like 7 or 8. We didn't tailgate or anything like that, but like during the game, it was weird to me. Like during the game, 2 Arizona Cardinals fans, like in the row in front of us, got into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why are 2 Cardinals fans fighting? It was over something like somebody couldn't see or something like that.
Oh,
like somebody
classic.
Was standing up. And then like later in the game, somebody was tailgating, and whatever they consumed came back up. And at that point, it's like, okay, time to go.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Am I the bleep hole? So this is something that you do, something that you say. Maybe it's the way that you acted. Maybe it's the way you said something that it's gotten back to you that someone thinks that you're a bleep hole. And maybe they haven't come out and said that you're a bleep hole, but you've got that feeling inside. Annalise, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us what's going on with you. Why do you feel internally that you might be a bleep hole?
Yeah. So this is actually something that's going on in my career. I've been working at my job for a couple of years, and it's that point where I was up for a promotion right before summer started. And I have a good relationship with my boss and really thought this was going to happen. I was just checking the calendar. Okay, come June, I'm ready for this promotion. I was the most qualified person. And then basically what happened is I did not get the promotion. Somebody else did.
Okay. That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it was really between myself and one other person, but that person hadn't been there that long, like not even a year. So I didn't, they came out of left field.
Yeah, that's a horrible feeling. I know that feeling.
That's the worst.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, Annalise.
Well, I appreciate that.
Did you ever find out why? Like, did you ever ask your boss, like, hey, I thought I was your person. Why?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get the job?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had that conversation. It was really uncomfortable the way that I was actually approached about it, because it came down to a culture fit conversation, because basically once I didn't get that promotion, I decided, and this is where I want your input, I kind of just stopped doing all the extra things I was doing and started to do, I would say, not necessarily the bare minimum, but I stopped staying and helping out. I just did my job and nothing else. And so my boss actually wanted to like have a conversation about why my attitude changed.
Because you stopped going like above and beyond?
Yes, because I didn't feel appreciated. I didn't feel valued. And I really felt like caught off guard by everything that happened.
How did that conversation go with your boss? Like, what is the time difference between you not getting the job and you being called into your boss's office?
Yeah, how much time went by?
I would say like a few weeks that went by.
So that he noticed right away. Like, he's talking to you when you didn't get the promotion about how you don't fit into the culture or how somebody else fit into the culture better, but then all of a sudden you stopped doing the extra stuff and now he notices that.
Yeah. I mean, as far as, you know, we're always on our phones. We get emails all the time. I was responding right away. Now I'm like, okay, it's not during business hours, so I'm going to wait.
So you're wondering, are you the bleep hole for pulling back at work?
Yes, because I don't want to ruin my relationships that I have there. But at the same time, I just feel like I'm not being appreciated at all. And I feel like I was looked over and I was taken advantage of for the past couple of years.
I see this as a very sticky situation. What about you, Alyssa?
It's bringing back a lot of bad feelings for me. Annalise, I've been here too.
Yeah.
I don't blame you one bit, though, for pulling back. I think I would do the same thing.
I don't think you're a bleep hole at all.
No, I don't think that you're a bleep hole for doing what you're doing. Like, it's weird that your boss recognizes that you were going the extra mile, so much so to pull you aside and have a chat about it now, but he wasn't recognizing that you go that extra mile when it was time for the promotion.
Yeah, I agree. And also, like, making comments such as, I should be happy to work alongside this person who was my peer, but now I can learn from them. And
the person who got the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
The person who hadn't been there as long as you, that you got skipped over to give it to.
Yes. Yep. And I just feel like overall, it's just not a good fit and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, Annalisa, I don't think you're a bleep hole, but at the same time, I would not recommend that you pull back at work, especially now. Like, you don't want to put yourself, you don't want to put a target on your back that if layoffs were coming, like, you don't want to be the one to be laid off until you're ready to leave.
I mean, you can't tiptoe and walk on eggshells for forever, though. Like, I don't think that she should still be giving 110% effort and getting nothing in return.
Maybe not 110, but maybe 90.
I think 90 is fair. Still do your job, but don't do all of the after hours stuff.
I think she should do a little bit of that.
No.
216-474-0104. What career advice
would you give to Annalise? She was going the extra mile at work. She wanted a promotion. She thought she was going to get it. She didn't get it. Now she's pulling back at work. Her boss has already noticed. What's her next step? 216-474-0104. Am I the bleep hole? Next, the Q More.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Morning show. Better Days. You remember the artist?
No.
Citizen King.
Ah!
The 7:30 banger this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, am I the bleephole? Annalise has been working for a company for a few years now. She was up for a promotion. She thought she had the inside track on getting that promotion, and she didn't get it. Someone else in the office got it, and all of a sudden, Annalise, her attitude about work has changed where she felt like she was going the extra mile at work. Now she's going about a quarter of a mile.
She's coming in, doing her job, clocking out, but she's not like answering emails after hours, nothing like that.
I don't think she's a bleep hole, but I think that she needs to reverse course, and we can get into that. Mary in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think that Annalise is a bleep hole?
Absolutely not.
And why do you think so?
No. Because at the end of the day, you have to have your own back. And she went above and beyond for years and was doing all of the things to prove that she was the best candidate for the job and, you know, was doing the extra work and whatever needed to be done. And I have been in that position where I have been passed over for a promotion where I truly felt that I was the best qualified candidate for that position.
But the fact that the boss has already noticed that Annalise has pulled back.
Yeah.
Seems less engaged. To me, that's a red flag. To me, that's...
You think that she should reverse course, that she should go back to going above and beyond, really giving 100% at work?
I don't think this is a good time to be cutting back at work. especially at this time of year where there might be layoffs coming. I don't know.
I think it's the perfect time to pull back a little bit and just do what is in your job description. Like, I know a lot of the time, I'll take on extra tasks because maybe I think I can do it better. But if she's doing stuff like that, she needs to quit it because it's not getting her ahead.
But I also don't want it to get her fired.
That's true.
Like, if you're looking for layoffs, the boss who's already noticed that Annalise isn't giving 100 or 110% anymore, if she's just doing the bare minimum at work and you're looking to lay someone off, she might be a candidate.
Yeah, did you see this text come in? It says, tell the Am I the Bleep Hole girl to grow up. 2 years at a job doesn't make you entitled to things. 5 to 10 years, sure. Whew. 2, though? Come on.
Amanda in Euclid, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think about Annalise? You don't think she's a bleep hole, do you?
I do not think she's a bleep hole, but I have a piece of advice because something similar happened to me recently. Mm-hmm. I think that she should have a candid conversation with her boss about what the gaps were or perceived gaps in which she didn't get that promotion so that she can work on filling those gaps and have a clear path to a promotion where they will work with her on those things. And if she tries to do that and she still later on sees that there's no path to growth, then maybe at that point it is time to move on. But I think it is worth understanding a little bit deeper why it wasn't her.
I think that conversation with the boss shows that you're interested and motivated.
Absolutely.
I think that's the perception is what she needs to work on. The perception around the office from the boss.
And I think honestly, even just requesting that meeting to go over the reasons maybe why she didn't get this promotion,
right,
that might show initiative enough to her boss that she cares. Even just setting up that meeting. Nothing else. Just taking that initiative.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Annalise, I hope things get better for you. I just think it's a terrible time to have bad form at work where you might put your job in jeopardy. And yeah. I don't even know if right now is a good time to look for another job.
It's like not.
When you look at the job numbers that just came out and everything else, I just want the best for Annalise, and it might be staying right where she is.
For right now.
All right, anything further, 216-474-0104. You can send us a text. You can always call. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way soon. The weekend. I have Christina in Grafton here trying to break Alyssa's winning streak. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's go with your 5 questions. And, of course, after we're all through today, once Alyssa answers the questions as well, whoever gets more right wins the game. And if we're stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
Right.
Let's go. Question 1. In what city can you find the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco.
Question 2. What do you call the guy who hangs out of the passenger side of his best friend's ride trying to holler at me?
Oh, my gosh. I have a mind blank. I don't know.
All right, question 3. The River Seine flows through what city?
I don't know. Oh, man. I'm not usually this terrible.
Let's see how you do with question 4. In The Hunger Games, what is the chosen weapon by Katniss Everdeen?
Bow and arrow.
Final question. Glucose, fructose, and sucrose are 3 types of what?
Sugars.
All right, Christina. You rebounded there at the end. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Yeah, you got 3 out of 5 today.
All right.
Pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. Alyssa, meet Christina from Grafton.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina went 3 for 5. Alyssa needs 3 to tie Christina. And if she gets 4, she will outright win the game. Are you ready to go, Alyssa?
I'm ready.
Question 1. In what city can you find the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco.
Question 2. What do you call the guy who hangs out the passenger side of his best friend's ride trying to holler at me?
A scrub?
Yeah.
I like that.
Christina, did you even remember that? Did the song even trigger in your head? It did?
It was just like I was having a mind blank.
When you just say the words, like when you just read the lyrics, it's just like it's hard to pin it.
Oh, man.
I almost want to play just one game with all song lyrics just read by me.
Oh, I would kill it. I'd do so good.
I would like to do that. Maybe we'll do that in the future.
Alyssa would win.
Yes, I would. I will be confident that I would win that round.
All right. Question number three. The River Seine flows through what city?
Hong Kong?
No, it's Paris. I only remember this because of the Olympics last year.
Oh, yeah. That was the stinky river.
Yeah. They were swimming in the river. Question four. In the Hunger Games, what is the chosen weapon by Katniss Everdeen?
A bow. An arrow.
Final question. Glucose, fructose, and sucrose are three types of what?
Sugars.
Sugars is correct. All right. So how many is that for Alyssa? I think four.
Good job, Alyssa.
Alyssa wins again. Gad dumb it.
And the streak continues. Good game, Christina.
Thank you.
Christina, we would like to invite you downtown this holiday season to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. However, we have tickets for you.
Oh, yay. I can't wait. My name is Christina, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you with us this morning. Alyssa has an update on Philly's Karen, or at least I hope she does, because I keep seeing things in social media. Like, just this morning, I saw Philly's Karen has finally spoken out and released a message, or released a statement.
Oh, she did?
No, it's completely fake.
Oh, people are just taking the meme and running with it.
It's so much misinformation out there. Because the other day it was Philly's Karen is this teacher and she lost her job. And that turned out to be completely false. She is not a school teacher in the New Jersey area. To my knowledge, Philly's Karen has not been identified. I have no idea what she does for a living except go to Marlins baseball games and yelling at the other patrons and taking foul balls away for home run balls away from kids.
Yeah, I don't know much about her still, but this is per USA Today, so I do think it's legit. The father of the kid has actually spoken out. The one who was in the verbal altercation with Philly's Karen.
He's the guy who grabbed the home run ball. He ran all the way across the aisle from where he was sitting, and the ball bounced loose in his row. He picked it up and ran back to his seat, gave the ball back to the kid.
So he is now speaking out and saying, quote, leave it alone. He says, again, quote, the internet has already messed her up pretty good, and he doesn't want people breaking into her house and stuff like that. So he's pretty much saying the meme is over. Let it die.
I don't think anybody's found her yet.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, didn't you say that her name? We knew that her name was not actually Karen.
Yeah, it's not Karen.
No, it's like Sharon.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know why I have Sharon in my head.
It's not in front of me at the moment.
Another twist in this, though, there's actually a trading card company called Blowout Cards. They do like sports trading cards. They have offered her $5,000 in exchange for an apology over this whole debacle.
So all she has to do is come out of hiding, go public, apologize to who? The fans? To apologize to the kid? To the father?
It sounds like maybe the kid and the father. So this trading card, Blowout Cards, this company, says that Philly's Karen, she can have her money if she hands over the baseball that she took from the kid. And also the ball needs to be autographed personally by her, inscripted with "I'm sorry."
Oh, done. I would do that.
Right. I think it's a pretty good deal.
$5,000. I wouldn't have gotten myself into that situation in the first place.
Just to sign a baseball that says "I'm sorry," give it back to the kid. $5,000 richer.
It's interesting that the father is defending Philly's Karen. I didn't understand, and obviously we don't have the audio. There wasn't much audio to the video that we all witnessed. But I didn't understand why the dad just gave up and just gave the ball to her anyway.
Like, he just didn't want to cause a scene in front of the kid.
but too late.
Yeah. So, I mean, a scene has already been caused, but I guess you don't want to play into the scene.
Yeah.
You don't want to set the bad example in front of your spawn.
Well, it worked out for him. I mean, he garnered a ton of sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Marlins giving the kid free stuff and then somehow got the kid down to meet the guy who hit the home run for the Phillies.
Yeah, I mean, so it's working out for them.
And he's a Phillies fan.
And
so,
now it sounds like it really could work out for Phillies Karen, too. If she just does the right thing.
All right. Good luck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Billy's Karen. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Yeah, so the other night, my wife and I were out. We're out in public. We're in a big circle of parents. It's people having a conversation.
Okay.
And while we're standing there and I'm in mid-conversation, I notice out of the corner of my eye, I see my wife's hand raise just slowly, slightly. She's got her phone in her hand. And I'm like, what is she doing? And I look over and she left me a note on the Notes app.
Oh, so that's what that picture is on our story at the Q Morning Show. It's a picture of her Notes app because she's trying to show you a message.
A secret message that she's trying to pass to me.
Okay.
Should I explain what it is or is it funnier if I don't?
I think you should give a little bit of context, but if you want the full scoop, probably go check out our Instagram at the Q Morning Show.
Well, if I just say it, I think that'll just that'll give it away.
Well, no, but there was something on Bill's person that needed tending to that Paula didn't want to mention, I assume, in front of the whole class. So she just inconspicuously wrote it on her Notes app and showed Bill.
I'll just say what it is because people might not, they don't have to follow us on Instagram.
They
might not care that much.
I would like it if they did.
They'll tolerate the show, but they don't need to follow us on Instagram. And not everybody's on Instagram. So on the note, as I'm speaking, I read on the notes app, your fly is down. And I have a whole circle of parents that I'm talking to.
There's no better time to realize that your fly is down than when everyone is looking at you.
Now, how do you think I reacted to this?
Frantically. If no. I know you at all, it would be like, oh my God. Like, and just kind of like scurry away real quick to take care of it.
You don't know me at all.
What did you do?
I busted out laughing.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And I informed everybody in the circle what Paula just did. And then I took a picture of her notes app.
So there was no reason for her to even be so sly with it.
Right. I mean, she should have just told me, like, to my face.
She's trying to be courteous, trying to save your feelings.
Right. But also, I need stuff to talk about on the radio show. So right. That's why I took a picture of her notes app.
That is nice of her to do that, though, because just a few weeks ago, I, in public, did the same thing to Bryce in the middle of us talking to other friends. I was like, your fly's down.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just say it out loud.
So you kind of mumbled it? Did anybody overhear you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, other people heard me. I don't scream it, but I'm just like, you're fine.
And he was grateful that you let him know?
I assume so. I didn't hear anything otherwise.
216-474-0104. This is what I was thinking about. In what context did someone have to show you a secret message on the notes app?
Oh.
Like, does this happen in other relationships, friendships?
I've definitely done this.
You have?
All right, for sure.
Think about why you might have done that, because I'd be interested to find out if people do that to pass along. Because she couldn't text me, I guess.
I mean, you could, but then your phone is going to ding, and then it looks...
And then I'm reading my phone. And
then it looks very suspicious because she just had her phone and was typing, and now you're getting a text, and then other people might think that you're talking smack about them.
216-474-0104. How have you passed secret messages using the Notes app? That's next, the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Ellie in Cleveland, good morning.
Hi.
So, Ellie, have you ever used your Notes app to secretly pass a note to someone?
Yeah, I actually have.
Tell us.
Okay, so I was out with my friends a few weeks ago, and I don't really remember where we were, but it was a bar, and there was this random older guy that would just not stop hitting on me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I didn't want to make a scene.
Do you know what that's like, Alyssa, to have random older guys hit on you?
Unfortunately, yes. It's a canon event for all of us women.
Absolutely.
So, Ellie, what did you do with this guy?
I opened up my notes app, and I typed, help, get me out of this conversation. And I showed it to this girl that was sitting on my left. I didn't even know who she was. I just showed her it. The only thing I could think of. And without missing a beat, she goes, hey, don't forget we have to leave in 10 minutes to go pick up your boyfriend.
Oh, yes. That's a girl's girl right there.
Yeah. Like, this is totally random. She completely made that up. But it worked, though, because this old guy lost interest and he walked away. I was so grateful.
I love that. Are you like besties with this girl now?
I would hope so.
The girl that came to your rescue?
Yeah.
No, actually, no. But we should be, though. So I think what I'm going to do is I'll just pay it forward somehow.
Oh, yeah. Next time you see a girl at a bar that needs some help, you step in and you be the hero.
Yeah, that was just the nicest thing. Like, I'm going to remember that forever.
Yeah, just walk into any bar, and if you see some sort of an age gap, just go up to it.
Some guy lingering behind a girl at the pool table.
Right. And then the girl's like, no, that's my boyfriend. Like, what are you doing?
You're like, oh, sorry. Thought I was helping. No. Sorry.
But clearly he's too old for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Ellie, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. You're not a pumpkin spice person, right?
Not really. No.
You don't crave it. It's that time of year, but you don't run out and get it.
No, I'll have one per season and call it a day.
What about a Trader Joe's person? Are you a Trader Joe's person?
I do love me some Trader Joe's.
Okay. Because pumpkin spice is back at Trader Joe's.
Ooh, see, I do love pumpkin spice snacks. I'm not a big pumpkin spice latte person. Pumpkin spice snacks, I'm in.
They have something that's very controversial that's pumpkin spice related at Trader Joe's. It's back.
Okay.
Their pumpkin spice Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Some fans like it, and some fans warn you to stay far away.
The fans that are saying to stay far away, are they wine people?
I don't know, actually. I mean, it's
just... I'm not a wine person, like, in general, so I don't really think that I would enjoy that very much. I would probably drink a glass just to be polite and courteous if someone offered it to me, but...
So, it's a California Chardonnay. And it's got 6.9% ABV.
Okay.
It's only $6.99, so it's a really good deal.
That's actually, it's a little concerning. 6.9 ABV, and it's $6.99 per bottle. Sounds like some Four Loko right there for adults.
I was Googling something at the same time as I was telling you about that, because I know that we have something pumpkin spice in our refrigerator. It's the Franklin Castle Pumpkin Spice Ale from Market Garden.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
I haven't tried it either. It's in my fridge. I'm just very afraid of it.
Why?
This tasty ale is mashed with delicious pumpkin, then spiced in the kettle with cinnamon, vanilla beans, and brown sugar.
That sounds delicious.
I don't know. I don't think I would enjoy it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, drink that beer. Put some hair on your chest.
We'll let Paula have that. She bought it. She can drink it. All right, Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. Will today be the day that the streak is finally broken? Find out coming up. We have Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets to give you in the next 10 minutes. And then after 9 this morning, Vance Joy tickets just a few days away at Jacob's Pavilion. Will the streak end today? Holly and Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning.
You're next in the hot seat. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge, you versus Alyssa. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Holly, are you ready to give it your best?
I am ready.
Question number one. In what direction does the sun set?
In the west.
And you would know that because you're in Lorraine. You're west of us.
Yes.
Question two. What is the sci-fi series where its main mission is to boldly go where no man has gone before?
Oh, I have no idea. Star Trek?
Question three. What does the G in G-force stand for?
Gravity.
Question four. The Barones were the featured family in what television sitcom?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Final question. What is the 49th parallel separate Montana from?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, just take a guess. I think you know it.
Another state, but I don't know which one.
All right, Holly, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? You did excellent, Holly. 4 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's why I was encouraging you to try to get that last one.
Okay, thank you.
But 4 for 5 is pretty good. Alyssa's got to bring her A game today. Alyssa, meet Holly in Lorraine.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
So Holly went 4 for 5. Alyssa needs 4 to tie Holly and all 5 to win the game. Here we go. In what direction does the sun set?
The west.
Question two, what is the sci-fi series where its main mission is to boldly go where no man has gone before?
Star Trek?
Yeah. Man, you guys are guessing, but you're getting it right.
Is that worse than if we just knew it?
I don't know. Question three, what does the G in G-force stand for?
Gravity?
Again, you're guessing. But you got it right.
But I'm still getting it.
Question four. The Barones were the featured family in what television sitcom?
All in the Family?
All in the Family is incorrect. It's Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh! I was still just guessing on it, so.
Is it going to happen? Is the streak going to end today?
It's a nail biter.
Alyssa needs this question correct in order to tie Holly. Our final question. What does the 49th parallel separate Montana from?
Canada?
Man, Holly! Oh, my God!
I was so close.
I know it!
Oh, man, at the ringer.
You guessed like three of those questions correct today.
I did. I guessed on a lot of those. Sorry.
It's okay.
Who are you consoling? Me or me, right? You're consoling me?
You, yes.
Yeah, I'm more so consoling you, Bill. I think you're a lot more upset than Holly is.
All right, Holly, here is your consolation prize. We have tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra this holiday season.
Oh, I actually get them?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, yay. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I thought I was, like, entered to win them. Okay.
No, you got them.
Nope, they're all yours.
Oh, thank you so much. My name is Holly, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.